Let's turn our attention now to the agricultural weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Boy, it's been windy out, Mark. It looks like we might have a little rain on Wednesday, maybe something happening on the weekend as well. Is it the beginning of something bigger or?
The main delivery of higher moisture content that's going to be actually and has been directed to the West Coast, especially the Pacific Northwest, and also Western Canada. So here in the middle of the country, again, some passing frontal system rains, but we're just not getting in any of these, you know, tropical feeds or these atmospheric rivers. It's one of the terms here that's caused some of excessively wet conditions at times in recent months, but really has kind of taken a step back out of the Midwest over the past several weeks, and looks like through the end of the month is going to remain away from the Midwest.
That's so we are warmer than normal. We have rainfall coming. It's Wednesday. It's windy out. It doesn't feel like fall. Is there a change at any point? And I know it will come, but will it be abrupt?
As of right now, no. We do not see any triggers in the pattern, if you would, to start forcing some more consistently cold weather. Anything actually, some more typical autumn weather here coming up. So through the end of the month, even in early November, kind of more of the same. We're not seeing any turn to a colder than normal pattern here in the Midwest.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this October 17th, Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.